You referred to a book, and why do we mention here, the two of you collaborated on the book Woody's Road. Did you enjoy working with Guy on that book?
I enjoy Guy anytime, anywhere.
Thank you. Thank
He's
you.
He's very good. The first time I ever heard him, they're doing an interview with me. He was front row in the church, Presbyterian Church, Okemo, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's sitting there. He always looked real nice. Black was his color. He's sitting there, and he had that reel going. His reel was going, and it had jumped the track and was going all on the floor. But he didn't dare take his eyes off of the stage. He was watching it. But he was trying to control that tape. I thought that was so funny. And he did get to a place where he could re-roll that tape. I know you did.
And I still have it.
He was taping my part of the program from the stage.
How long did it take the two of you to do the book?
Mary Jo started on this decades ago. She's been saving since she was 13 years old, everything. So she started.
Well, for years, I did show and tell. As far as my car, I could go. I had Mady Love Lady. She's a native of Okemo. She loved going as much as I did, and we'd go. I'd do a program at any school. I think the fee was a tank of gasoline and two dinners, because it was always a banquet, and that was the program. But in the book, I explained that I was wearing my body and my car and something else I was wearing out. I decided there had to be a better way, and I was going to put it all in a book. 9 years ago, I started it. Dee Jones lives in Mason, which is right out of Okemo. He and his wife were my friends because they were working in the Woody Guthrie Coalition. He saw I was carrying it around in just a little old folder, a few sample pages out of my scrapbook. That scrapbook looks like a bowl of spinach, because by the time I got through, I had torn all my stuff out of that scrapbook. Dee did all of the computer work for it, and the enlarging and reducing all my pictures to make them work. And he worked with me the whole time. His wife became ill with some weird something. Just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and she died. And then he had a heart attack or two and some heart surgery. Before it was over, my husband became ill and died. I guess we'd still be just sitting around till Barry Oldman.
Yeah.
One day at the Woody Guthrie Festival, he had my original, the big scrapbook, and it had these plastic sleeves in them, all woody stuff. I just took it. By the time I got through, the book was about that thick. Barry Oldman, this particular year, was the table just like this. He had that book open, propped up there real comfortable, you know. I'd never seen him before. He was reading Mary Ann. I have a niece. Woody wrote Philosophy of Life for her when she was a baby. And Barry was real taken by that. He was a writer. Had y'all met at that time, you and Barry?
Yes, we had been acquainted for some years.
Okay, that's good. He knew all the right people.
Guy did.
Yeah, it's his name that got us off of the board.